Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Here's your next CRA tip. So can the countless hours that you spent on the SBA PPP program count for CRA? You might be surprised. So the answer is yes and no. So although your bank worked seemingly around the clock last year and into 2021, honestly, to stand up that SBA PPP program and the current iterations of that program, that work, the hours spent building the portal and educating our small business clients about the programs and eligibility, that piece does not count towards your CRA program specifically, meaning the time that individual employees built a portal or educated clients. You do get credit for offering the program in general. There's a disaster declaration. You get a credit as a special loan program, but not the actual hours associated with volunteering, because it wasn't really a volunteer activity. So that part, you can't count as community development service, but it can be a special loan program. So you will get credit more explicitly as, again, that special loan program and the loans that you deployed through the SBA PPP program, depending on the size of your bank, will count as small business loans and possibly community development loans. So the community development loans must have a community development purpose, but there are ways to get lending credit for it. Anyway, until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.